Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we sit here on a Monday. It's been quite a weekend. Let's start with a decision by a federal judge in Texas to strike down all of the Affordable Care Act. That happened Friday night and has thrust the volatile debate over health care onto the center stage, imperiling the insurance coverage of millions of Americans while delivering a possible policy opening to the Democrats. And, of course, people were frantically deciding whether to sign up on Saturday.
Well, it's complicated, David. You're exactly right. This is a real crisis for many people who have their up to 26-year-olds on their insurance, who have the ability to keep their insurance in so many ways. John Roberts, chief judge on the Supreme Court, saved it the last time. He came up with a very mixed idea that it was a tax. Then the Congress changed that, and now this Texas judge. So now we'll have to see, and that's because other judges in other places have upheld the law. So now it will go to the Supreme Court, where there will once again be a showdown. We know that millions of Americans will be denied health care if this thing goes down. And it is just one more preparatory way that the Republicans are going to lose power in the United States House of Representatives, and they're doing everything in their power to clean the decks. It's also a diversion, obviously, from the president's problems. He's got Michael Cohen. He's got all kinds of people being ready by the House of Representatives, the new House of Representatives, to testify. It's not good for the president. Rudy Giuliani is, of course, making a fool of himself, as he always does, running around saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe the president wasn't entirely truthful. Maybe he did talk to the Russians right up to the election. Maybe Trump Tower was on the agenda. Maybe when we saw him stand up and say different things, they didn't mean what we thought they meant. And it is really an extraordinary performance by Giuliani, who has now got to pick up the pieces. And by the way, Giuliani says, over my dead body, the president will testify, because they're going to get him into a perjury trap. I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can't be in a perjury trap if you didn't perjure yourself.
From Rudy Giuliani to New York U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, of course, said Sunday that it's up to the president to come to the table to prevent a partial shutdown, said the temper tantrum by Trump over the wall funding is leading to it.
Well, I think that Schumer is finally showing the kind of leadership we would like to see. I'd like to see it even stronger than that, to be honest with you. He's been a disappointment to me. And I really like the guy, but he has not been a good and effective leader. I'm sure they are finding then, in terms of their own polling, that Schumer could be doing better. But in any case, he has, in fact, drawn the line. He says, we're not going to vote for it. And there aren't enough votes. People are leaving. Senators are leaving. There are congressmen who are leaving who don't even want to come back for votes. And you haven't got the votes, and you're not going to get your wall. Now, the wall becomes another shiny, bright object to distract everybody from the real problems that Trump is facing. As the government is being shut down, according to Trump, or the potential for that, he's on his way to Mar-a-Lago once more.
How about Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke? He's announced that he's going to leave his post at the end of the year. That departure comes amid numerous ethics investigations, Alan, into his business dealings, travel, and policy decisions. As for a replacement, be careful what you wish for.
That's right. They'll find another guy who will do what Zinke has done, which is basically to do great damage to the interior of this country and to the kinds of wonderful things that have happened to protect our environment. You know, our Judith Enck, on her regular Friday appearances, has made it clear that she had grave doubts about the president's appointments. And if one leaves and one drops, they'll find somebody else. That's for sure.
Exclusive in the Washington Post this morning, Alan, says that Russia used every major social media platform to help elect and support Donald Trump. It was prepared for the Senate, and the draft was obtained by the Post.
Extraordinary, isn't it? Let there be no doubt about it. All you have to do is see Trump standing up on that stage saying, I love the Russians, and there's no reason we can't get along, and all the rest of it. It does seem like one and one makes two here, doesn't it?
Well, let's see if one and one makes two when it comes to presidential candidate Joe Biden. A couple of things here. He's leading Sanders and O'Rourke in an Iowa Democratic caucus poll, Alan. And also, we're hearing that the former Democratic vice president is considering Beto O'Rourke of Texas to be a running mate if he runs.
Well, it would be an ideal kind of combination. Obviously, O'Rourke has excited the Democratic Party. He's a little young for the top job right now. but as a vice presidential candidate, he would be ideal. One of the reasons for that is that Joe Biden's going to be 80 by the time this is done. And, you know, the idea of a one-term presidency and a handover is sort of interesting. Is Biden too old? Well, the electorate is going to have to decide on that one.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Al.
And thank you, David. Here we go again. Another wonderful week.
Hooray, hooray.
Yep.